This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New information from Johnson & Johnson this morning on its COVID vaccine. It's releasing data showing that a booster dose to its vaccine provides a strong immune response months after people get a first dose. The study results have not yet been peer-reviewed. President Biden will talk about COVID today at the UN, but also use his address this morning to the UN General Assembly to reassure other nations of American leadership on a wide range of issues. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
White House officials say Biden plans to put a heavy emphasis on the need for world leaders to work together on the COVID pandemic, meet past obligations to address climate change, head off emerging technology issues, and firm up trade rules. The president was expected to release new plans to assist the global vaccination effort and to talk about the U.S. plan to meet its part of financial commitments that the U.S. and other developed nations made in 2009 to help poorer nations adopt clean energy technology, according to a senior administration official who spoke on the condition of anonymity to preview Biden's remarks.
The U.S. is ramping up to an expected 6 expulsion flights to Haiti today as it moves thousands of Haitian migrants out of a makeshift campground in Texas. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, himself a migrant, says the U.S. will increase flights to return the refugees to Haiti, warning people not to travel to Mexico in an effort to reach the U.S.
The perilous journey is not the journey to take. One risks one's life, the life of one's loved ones, for a mission that will not succeed.
Because of the pandemic, the U.S. is allowing immediate expulsions instead of asylum processing.
This is AP News. The ratings for the Emmys are kind of a surprise. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports.
This year's Emmy Awards provided something that all television award shows desperately need, a sign that viewers have not completely lost interest in watching. The Sunday broadcast increased its viewing audience, something that is rare for a televised award show these days. Nielsen reports 7.4 million people watch. That is a significant uptick from the 6.1 million who watched last year's socially distanced affair, where some winners had their trophies delivered to them by people in hazmat suits. The other good news, Sunday's total also surpassed the 2019 audience of 6.9 million. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A Postal Service mail carrier died when an SUV ran a stop sign in Bradenton, Florida, and crashed into his vehicle, say authorities. An investigation's underway. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.